This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass wedding hustlers out there, buckle up, because we're diving deep into the no bullshit guide to surviving and thriving in this crazy ass wedding world.
We're talking about ditching the fairy tales and getting real about what it takes to kick ass and book the hell out of 2025 and beyond.
Yeah, no more whining about how tough things are or wishing for the good old days.
It's time to adapt or die, baby.
Exactly. We're tearing apart this source, reviving your wedding business, to give you the tools to dominate this industry, even when it feels like it's trying to chew you up and spit you out.
So first things first, brutal honesty time.
This source doesn't sugarcoat a damn thing. It calls out all the tired-ass tactics wedding pros cling to and screams, get your head out of your ass and evolve.
Like, are you still using marketing strategies from the dark ages or ignoring the power of social media?
Seriously. This source is like a slap in the face, but a necessary one. The wedding industry is changing, and those who don't change with it are going to get left behind eating everyone else's dust. So let's get real. Are you truly doing everything you can to stay ahead of the game? Or are you clinging to outdated bullshit that's about as effective as a screen door on a submarine?
This is where self-assessment comes in. You got to take a long, hard look in the mirror and ask yourself, what the hell am I doing wrong?
And while you're staring into the abyss, let's talk about marketing.
I'm not talking about throwing up a few Instagram posts and praying to the algorithm gods.
Right. This source is all about treating marketing like the lifeblood of your business.
Yeah.
It's an investment, not an expense.
And the source even breaks down exactly how much of your budget you should be allocating to marketing, depending on what kind of vendor you are.
So venues, listen up. You should be aiming for 2 to 5% of your revenue. Photographers and videographers, you need to bump that up to 10 to 15%. And planners, florists, DJs, and all you other entertainers, you're looking at around 5 to 10%.
And these aren't just some random ass numbers they pulled out of thin air. These percentages come from looking at what successful businesses are actually investing.
The source compares cutting back on marketing when bookings are slow to starving yourself because you're broke. It's just plain stupid.
Right. You need to consistently feed your business with a steady diet of marketing to stay alive and kicking.
Now let's talk about social media, because it's not just about posting pretty pictures anymore. It's a damn battlefield.
You need to be strategic, targeted, and maybe even a little bit ruthless if you want to stand out from the crowd.
And you need to understand how to use each platform effectively.
For example, on Instagram and Facebook, you've got to master the art of using Meta Business Suite to target those lovebirds who are ready to drop some serious cash on their wedding.
It's like a laser-guided missile for your marketing.
Yay!
They're basically telling Facebook, hey, show my ads to these crazy in-love couples who are planning their dream wedding.
Then there's TikTok, the wild west of social media. It's all about short, attention-grabbing videos that can go viral and reach a massive audience. If you can crack the code on TikTok, you're golden.
And don't forget about Pinterest, the OG of wedding inspiration.
This platform is a goldmine for evergreen content. Your pins can live forever, driving traffic to your website and generating leads even while you're sleeping.
Speaking of success stories, this source highlights Epoch Moment, a business that used these very strategies to build a killer brand. You can check them out at epochmoment.com for some serious inspiration.
So pay attention, people. This shit actually works.
But here's where things get really interesting. Venue partnerships.
Venues are often the first point of contact for couples. So if you can build a solid relationship with them, you're basically handing yourself a golden ticket to success.
Think of it like this. You're the talented as hell chef. The venue is the five-star restaurant, and the couples are the hungry for love patrons. You need each other to create a truly unforgettable experience.
This source specifically calls out Engaged AF venue magazines as a total game changer.
Yeah, these magazines are placed directly in venues, which means those lovebirds are flipping through them while they're making decisions about their vendors.
Talk about prime real estate. Imagine having your business card hand-delivered to your ideal client on a silver platter, along with a glass of champagne and a wink. That's the power of Engaged AF venue magazines.
And right now, you can snag lifetime pricing for these bad boys. You heard that right. Lifetime. Think of the potential leads. It's a no-brainer, folks. You can find out more at engagedayasfuck.com/wedding-venue-magazines.
All right, let's shatter another myth. The off-season is not the time to sit on your ass and binge-watch Netflix.
No way the off-season is your chance to hustle your ass off and get ahead of the competition while they're still hungover from the peak season craziness.
Think of it like a boxing match. While everyone else is licking your wounds and taking a break, you're in the gym training like a beast and getting ready to knock out the competition.
The off-season is the time to refine your skills, build relationships, and create content that will blow people's minds when the next wedding season rolls around.
So how do we make the most of this downtime and turn it into a damn gold mine?
Well, this source has some killer advice for you. But we'll have to save that juicy goodness for part two. Don't touch that dial.
We'll be right back after a quick break. Okay, so we're talking off-season hustle, because let's be real, you don't want to be caught sleeping while the competition is out there leveling up their game.
Seriously, you don't want to be the one left behind wondering what the hell happened.
Exactly. This source dropped some seriously killer tips for dominating the off-season.
Like what?
Well, first up, keep those ads running.
What do you mean, like year-round?
Hell yeah. Just because it's not peak wedding season doesn't mean those couples aren't out there planning their big day.
True. They're probably snuggled up on the couch with their pumpkin spice lattes dreaming about their wedding day.
Exactly. So you gotta stay visible, remind them that you exist.
Like having a giant neon sign flashing, book me.
Precisely. Now another tip from the source, styled shoots.
Okay, so those are fun, but are they really that important?
Oh, hell yeah. They're not just for pretty pictures. They're a chance to build your portfolio, connect with other amazing vendors, and create some seriously killer content for your social media.
Like a wedding industry power move.
Exactly. You get a bunch of talented folks together, brainstorm some crazy creative concepts, and then bam, you unleash that magic on the world.
I like it. And you can use those styled shoots to really showcase your skills.
Right. Like, you want to prove you can handle a gothic glam wedding with a touch of voodoo boom style shoot. It's like a visual orgasm for your brand.
Okay, I'm sold on the style shoots. What else?
Well, how about throwing in some off-season deals and incentives?
Wait, hold up. We're not talking about slashing prices and devaluing our services, are we?
Hell no. We know our worth. But offering a little something extra to those early birds can be a win-win.
Okay, I like where you're going with this. So like a bonus service, a discount on a package deal?
Yeah, exactly. Or even like a little gift basket filled with wedding-themed goodies.
A little cherry on top of their wedding sundae.
Exactly. Everyone loves a good deal, especially when it comes to their wedding.
Okay, so we're staying visible with ads. We're doing styled shoots. We're giving out some sweet deals. What else can we do to make the most of this downtime?
Well, this source says don't forget about professional development.
Oh, yeah. The off-season is the perfect time to level up your game.
Right, like taking those online courses you've been eyeing, attending some industry conferences, or even shadowing another awesome vendor in your field.
Like gaining experience points and unlocking new abilities in a video game.
Exactly. You got to stay ahead of the curve.
And speaking of staying ahead, don't forget about your past clients.
Yes. Those lovely folks who have already experienced your awesomeness firsthand.
They're like your biggest fans.
Exactly. Reach out to them. Thank them for their business. Maybe even slide into their DMs with a little, hey, how's married life treating you?
You never know. They might be ready to refer their newly engaged friends, or maybe they're already planning their vow renewal.
Keep those relationships warm and fuzzy. A happy past client is like a walking, talking advertisement for your business.
True, and they already know and love your style.
Okay, so this source really hammers home the point that the wedding industry is evolving, not dying.
Yeah, those couples are still out there. They're still falling in love, and they're still ready to spend some serious cash to celebrate their love.
They just want something different, something unique, something that really reflects who they are.
And that's where we come in, right?
Exactly. We're the ones who can make their dreams a reality.
Yeah.
We're the ones who can take their Pinterest boards and Instagram fantasies and turn them into an epic, unforgettable experience.
But we can't do that if we're stuck in the past, clinging to those old traditions and refusing to embrace the new wave of wedding awesomeness.
Right. This source is a wake-up call, a reminder that we need to be adaptable, innovative, and fearless.
So are you ready to ditch the excuses? Step up your game and become the ultimate wedding pro you were always meant to be?
I think the answer is pretty damn clear, but just in case you're still on the fence about it, we'll dive into the final takeaways from the source in part three.
Okay, wedding rebels, we've come to the end of our deep dive into reviving your wedding business.
We've uncovered some serious gems in the source, some real talk about how to not just survive, but thrive in this wild wedding world.
But now it's time to get real. What can you do today, right now, to level up your business?
This source isn't just about staying afloat, it's about becoming a total badass, the go-to pro in your market.
So what's that one thing, the one actionable step you can take today to leave the competition in the dust?
Well, maybe it's finally setting up that Meta Business Suite account and targeting those lovebirds with laser focus.
Or maybe it's diving headfirst into the crazy world of TikTok and creating those short, catchy videos that'll make couples drool.
Or perhaps it's reaching out to a venue and pitching a styled shoot so epic it'll make everyone's jaws drop.
Whatever it is, just do it. Don't let fear or procrastination hold you back.
This industry rewards action takers, those who are willing to hustle, experiment, and push the boundaries.
The winners are the ones who are constantly learning, growing, and adapting.
The ones who say, screw it, let's try something new.
The ones who aren't afraid to break the mold, challenge the status quo, and create a wedding experience that's as unique as the couples they serve.
So ditch the excuses, embrace the challenge, and let's show the world what we're made of.
And remember, you can find more No Bullshit Wisdom and Resources at epicmoment.com and engagedaysfuck.com.
They've got your back, even when it feels like the whole industry is trying to take you down.
Now get out there and make some magic happen.
Keep it real, keep it raw, and keep those weddings rocking.
Until next time, stay badass wedding warriors.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.